You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
So the message I've got for you today is out of the Bible, out of the scriptures, and we're going to arrive at the understanding today that God is leading us in every little step that we take. When we follow Him, when we follow His direction, He's leading us in every step we take. And there's four specific things that I want us to look at today, and these are the moments of significance that God leads us and guides us and directs us to. And these are the four on the screen: that God leads us to provision, God leads us to restoration, God leads us through valleys. It should be in bold and italics on the screen behind me, through valleys. We don't go into valleys and we want to stay there languishing in the difficult place. We want to keep moving through the valley that God's leading and guiding us through. And God also leads us up to mountaintop moments. And that word up there refers in the Bible to a journey of ascent, up to meet God. So my heart today is to share this message. And I want to tell you that God is interested in you. And maybe you're like, really? God's interested in me? God is interested in you. God is interested in your life. God is interested in how you make your way through life. God is, in fact, more interested in you than you are aware of. And He is ready and willing to participate in the steps that you take. It says this in Psalm 37, verse 23. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." See, God delights in every detail. He is interested in your life. He is interested in every detail of your life, and He directs the steps of the godly. He's a director of steps. So if you're a God follower, if you know Jesus personally, if you've abandoned the old life and you've given yourself over to the new life through Jesus, God loves to direct the steps of the godly. He wants to delight in every detail of your life. It's like, even those parts of my life that are just like really hard, especially those ones. He wants to spend some time with you there. I want to let you know this today, that the Lord wants to, the Lord can, the Lord is willing, and all He needs is a willing participant. It's all He needs, someone who's like, I'll actually join in on that. See, God wants willing participants who say, I want the best for my life. I've tried to do it by myself, but I'm ready to do it the Lord's way. A willing participant. Perhaps you've made yourself a willing participant before. I should have had a drink before I came up, for sure. If someone can get me some water, that would be really cool. Perhaps you've made yourself a willing participant before, but you didn't like where God ordered your steps to. Anyone ever been there before? Maybe fear of the unknown has caused you to use your own GPS to direct your life. I want to encourage you today that God delights in every detail, every aspect of your life. And He wants to guide and direct you to His perfect plan, His perfect purpose for your life as well. Thank you so much. I promise I won't stumble over my words again, maybe. Awesome. See, God is so interested in this, so much so, that in John 16:13, we see this passage of scripture where it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak in His own, but tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. God is interested in guiding, directing, telling you the truth about your life, wanting to show you where He's called you to be, to guide us, lead us, direct us. He wants to give you a picture of what your future looks like. Who wants that today? Who wants to get a picture of what their future looks like?
Now, he may not give you all of the intricate details. I feel like sometimes if he did that, it would be a little bit overwhelming. So you want me to do what? But he just gives you these glimpses, these pictures of what he's called you to be and who he's called you to be with in your world. See, God cares about the details. God cares about your life. See, where our steps lead are important. Where our steps lead are important. Every step is important. Every moment is significant in our lives. See, maybe, just maybe, your steps have been directed by culture and society right now. Maybe your steps have been directed by the status quo. It always feels easier to go with the status quo of culture, with the flow of culture. But culture doesn't have your best interests at heart. It has its best interests at heart, not the best interests for you. See, the sexuality of culture doesn't have the best interests for you at heart. Allow God to break into your understanding of sex and sexuality. It is so important to get the mindset of what the Bible says about this. Allow God to break in. See, God created it. The world distorts it. Allow God to redeem your understanding of the promises that he has for you. See, God's biblical example for you has an identity that is perfect, that gives life to you, that gives strength to you, that gives you the most amazing godly ordained marriage that he has for you. The status quo of secular marriage wants you to give you a way out if it gets too hard. That's the status quo of culture right now around marriage. But God wants you to give you a way to have the greatest marriage that your family has ever seen or known. That's what God has for you. A marriage that's rewarding. A marriage that's uplifting, a marriage that's beneficial for each other, a marriage that brings joy, a marriage that brings a beacon of hope and a source of joy to your children. You know, I got a testimony. My wife was getting a haircut this week, and as she's getting a haircut, the hairdresser is like, "What are you wanting to like grow your hair for?" And it's a testimony about me. And she's like, "I'm growing my hair because my husband likes my hair long." She's like, "What? Are you serious?" She's like, "That's really refreshing because every person I have comes in my chair, they just talk about how much they aren't happy with their marriage and their marriage partner and how things are going." And then as they're drawing the hair, you can just picture this like it would be a movie. And someone else comes over because it's blow drying time and there's like all these people like doing stuff. And he stops and he's like, "So why are you growing your hair?" She's like, "Because like I really love my husband and he likes my hair like this." He's like, "What?" Just the status quo of I'm in this for myself. But no, that's not God's best for us. God's best for us is a marriage that both parties receive benefit and mutual refreshing and they love looking after each other. That's what God's got for you and I. Allow God to begin ordering your steps. The steps of a godly man, a godly woman today. Allow yourself to be directed and guided by God. Watch what God can do with a man or a woman who surrenders themselves to the perfect will of God. He just needs willing participants. That's all he needs. Now, your question today may be, well, if God is directing me, where is he directing me? How do I interpret where God is moving me, positioning me? How can I understand the steps of each season? This following passage of Scripture today, it lends itself to a deeper understanding of our journey with God. And I want to encourage you, allow yourself to allow your set of beliefs this morning to be challenged. Just because you believe what you believe right now, does it fully line up with the Scriptures? Does it fully line up with God's best for your life? Has the status quo, has culture began to curve the way that you're interpreting things? Allow yourself to be challenged today. This is what it says in Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. I'm going to touch base on each part of this scripture just to open up our understanding to how God wants to direct every little step that you take. See, in verse 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is your provider. He's a carer. He's a shepherd. We are confident that he has taken care of every need. We may not understand it at times the way that he does it, but there's a confidence in my heart, and there's a confidence of many people in this room this morning, that God is your provider. He directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail around provision. And we're invited in this passage of Scripture to trust that he will never leave us in want. That's what we're invited to. There may be challenge, there may be faith-stretching seasons, but my hope is in the shepherd who guides and orders my steps. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. I want to encourage a willing participant allows their steps to be directed towards peace and refreshing. Towards peace and refreshing. See, in the middle of distress, look for the pasture. In the middle of distress, look for a pasture moment. Has anyone ever been to like a beautiful, lovely pasture? Like, and there's water just flowing alongside of it? And the grass is just perfect? I don't know about you, but I used to be an outdoor ed teacher, and I would find places like that all the time, just be kayaking along, sailing along, and it's like, oh, look at this lovely spot, and I would just stop, and you'd sit down and you'd have some food, and inevitably, after you'd had something to eat, after you were refreshed, you would just lie down. You just look at the clouds floating past. I used to get paid to do that, amen. crazy, right? Well, too. These moments of refreshing, look for the pasture moment. It restores your soul. It breathes life into your spirit. It encourages you. Look for the pasture. See, in moments of complexity, be guided and directed to the place of restoration. If you've been through a rough season, a tough season, look for the pasture moment. Be guided. In moments of complexity, be guided towards the place of restoration. Job 36:16 says this, He is wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from restriction, to the comfort of your table laden with choice food. Does that excite anyone this morning? A table laden with choice food. See, God is interested in your details. He wants to woo you away from stress, from complexity, from chaos, from drama, into a place of safety. To woo is an attempt to gain the love of another, for those of you who are wondering what it means, because it's an older word now. See, God wants to woo you into a place of love, to move you. All he needs is a willing and proactive participant. That's all he needs. The scripture goes on to say that he has a spacious place, free of restriction, freedom, freedom for your mind, freedom for your everyday life. His heart is to move you to a table of comfort, a table that is laden with the choicest food. What food brings comfort to you? For me, it is like a really well-prepared lasagna. And I mean one where the sauce and the meat has just been boiled down for so long, just simmered right down to the meat like dissolves into the sauce and you can't even tell that there's meat in it anymore. Has anyone ever had one of those ones? That is a gift, a choice gift right from the Lord right there. What's your choicest comfort food? See, the food on the table in this scripture, it's figurative. It's a picture of where God is wooing you to. He wants to move you from a place of crazy chaos to a place where you are comforted by the choicest comfort from Him. Whatever your soul and spirit is just craving, He wants to bring you to a place of soul. I'm gonna fill you up. I'm gonna bring healing and restoration. So your comfort, your peace and refreshing comes from Him. He restores my soul in verse 3. He leads me to paths of righteousness for His name's sake. When the godly have their steps directed by the Lord, He directs us towards restoration for our souls. Who enjoys those moments? One person put their hand up and I'm not even sure whether they meant it. See, He directs us to restoration, quite literally our mind, our emotions. When we're in those places, they're being restored and renewed by God. He's not happy to leave us in our brokenness. He doesn't want us to stay there and just be against the coalface of emotion and dysfunction every day. He wants the best for you. He leads and guides you to paths of righteousness. So what's that? What's a path of righteousness? He directs you to walk in goodness. He directs you to walk in uprightness. He directs you to walk in integrity, justice, kindness, honesty, truth, self-control. His restoration of your soul exchanges brokenness for righteousness. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me through the valley of the shadow of death. So even when circumstances lead us to challenge, maybe it challenges our hope, maybe it challenges our faith, our confidence that we have in Him, we fear not. Why? Because He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power, love and a sound mind, it says in 2 Timothy 1:7. So we know that He is with us. Maybe you're in this place this morning, I don't know that He's with me. He wants to be with you every little step that you take. He is interested in the details. He's interested in you. So we know He's with us. His word says it in Deuteronomy 31:8, says that He goes before us and He will never leave us or forsake us. He is with you every step you take. See, when people think of a rod or a staff that a shepherd uses, it may conjure up ideas of this really aggressive, like, whack, whack. It's like sheep goes, whack, grab the crook and rip it back. Like, that's not the heart that's being conveyed in this passage of Scripture. It's a heart of us, hey, it's safer over here. Just come back onto the path of righteousness. Hey, it's safer over here. Let me restore that brokenness. Come to this place. See, His shepherd's rod, His shepherd's staff, it's used to gently guide and direct your steps. It gives us confidence that He's interested in every detail of our lives. Because it's not a whack. It's a, I love You so much. Come on back. Verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We've heard this already, but He guides and He directs. And He wants to make sure that you understand today that He wants to be in a relationship with you. You know, for those of you who have had people over to your house for food, some of us may go a little bit over and above in those moments. It's not me in our house who does that. But when someone's coming over for dinner, it's like, I just want to make the space comfortable. I want to make the space lovely. I want to make sure that there's enough food on the table for everyone. I'll make sure there's enough seats so that everyone can be seated around the table. See, we go out of our way to prepare the space, and it's a place that's conducive to eating, talking, laughing, rejoicing, lamenting, grieving, celebrating, and many other moments that are reserved for the guests that you love, that you bring to your table. See, in this passage of Scripture, you are the guest that God loves. You're the one that He's preparing the table for. So much so that He'll facilitate table talk moments with you. When the enemy's trying to take you out, He's like, come and sit at my table, let's have a chat. I'm with you in this moment. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to encourage you. So in these moments, it's right in the middle of your challenge that He wants to anoint you with His Holy Spirit as you're seated at the table. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. See, lastly, your promise today, as the Lord orders and directs your steps, goodness and mercy are your portion. Rightly, they are your portion, according to the Scriptures. It overflows. When people look at your journey, they see goodness and mercy as a residue that's left as you've gone through the valley. See, this is a testimony of a willing participant. Willing participants have this testimony. And the resolve of the willing participant is this, that I'm gonna dwell. I'm going to be found in the house of God. Our passionate resolve is to be deeply formed and connected to God, connected to His church. It's transformative, amen? It's transformative. And so every little step that you're taking, it can be directed by God. It can be purposeful. I want to encourage you, He has a purpose for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He's interested in you and every detail of your life. And so the question that I have for you today is, where is God directing you? Are you allowing God to direct you in these moments? Is He directing you into provision? Is He directing you into rest or peace, restoration, paths of goodness, integrity, uprightness, living out a new normal? Is He directing you through the valley? Have you languished there a little bit too long? Do you need Him to come alongside of you and direct you and guide you through the valley? Is He directing you out of fear and into comfort, into boldness, into confidence? Is He directing you to sit at the table and commune in the middle of chaos? Is He directing you to enter into a time of encounter, to be with His Spirit? Is He directing you to display the goodness and the mercy that He has given you? Is He directing you to be someone who's deeply connected and dwells in the house of God and who's active in the house of God? See, when He orders your steps, every little step moves you into His will and purpose. Sometimes we can look at those moments like, I feel like I've taken 100 little steps and I'm nowhere. Can I encourage you? Sometimes it's good to look back. Sometimes it's good to look back. We look back and it's like, those 100 little steps have led me out of depression and into boldness and confidence. Those 100 little steps have led me out of dysfunction into loving my family well. Sometimes it's good to look back. Don't look back for too long. But look back enough to go, God's doing a good work. What a testimony. See, this is your invitation this morning to be a willing participant. A willing participant who moves and who is positioned by God. This is your season, amen. This is your season. So this is your season to have your steps directed, to meet God on a mountaintop. One of the first moments that we see people meeting on a mountaintop in the Bible was Exodus 24:12-13. It's this moment where Moses meets with God and God speaks to him and directs his steps. He's already directed the steps of the people out of captivity, but He directs Moses to a mountaintop moment. And the people needed teaching, the people needed encouraging. But for that to happen, God needed to meet with someone on a mountaintop so the teaching could be overflowed. And see, the old ways, the old mentalities weren't going to cut it anymore. And encourage you, the old ways, the old mentalities, there's probably things that we may have with us still. It's like they're not going to cut it anymore. We need to have our steps ordered and directed by Him. So God woos Moses to this mountaintop and asks him to dwell at the mountaintop so that God can meet with him for a God-sized, life-changing moment of encounter that impacted not just Moses, but the people around him that he was loving and leading to. So what it says in Exodus 24, then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain, stay there, and I will give you the tablets of stone which are inscribed with the instructions and commands so that you can teach people. See, then in Isaiah 2 verse 3, we catch this prophetic vision of Isaiah, God's coming intervention. It says this, and many people shall come and say, come, let us go up, that's to ascend, to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law is the teaching, and the word, which is Jesus, of the Lord from Jerusalem. And so these are the four things that I encourage that are our takeaways today. God leads us to provision. God leads us to a place of restoration and peace. God leads us through valleys. And God leads us up mountains for mountaintop moments. And so for you today, which one of these is relevant to you today? Is it one of them? Is it all of them? Wherever you are in the journey of God directing and guiding your steps, maybe you'll be like, you know what? Maybe it's time that I start having my steps directed and ordered by the Lord. Well, that's a good start because he wants to direct you to at least these four things. This isn't all of the things that he wants to direct you, by the way. There are so many things in the Word of God that are true promises for us. These are the things I wanted to focus on this morning. So what's God want to do in your heart, in your life, in your family, in your workplace? What's he going to do in restoring relationships within your wider family? How's he going to use you to do it? How are you going to allow your steps to be ordered, to be directed to the paths of righteousness, to come into a place of restoration? Just as we close our eyes for a moment this morning, you might be in this place this morning, you don't know Jesus personally. It would be unfair of me to share all the goodness of God out of the Bible this morning and then not actually give you the opportunity to meet Jesus, who wants to make all of this possible for you. See, when we respond and we accept Jesus as Lord, he offers us forgiveness, offers us a new life. And this is the pathway to having the Lord being able to direct your steps and have him delight in every detail of your life. So when you acknowledge that Jesus was God's answer to restoration and relationship with him, when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he saves you, loves you, includes you, makes you known by him, by forgiving the sin that only he could forgive in our lives. See, God is a God of invitation. He invites us to know him. He invites us to meet with him, be forgiven and made new in him. It says this in Romans 10:13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is quite simply a moment for individuals to call on the name of the Lord and be known and saved and loved by God. He cares about every detail of your lives, but it starts here. So I'm going to give you the opportunity this morning to pray a prayer of calling on the name of the Lord for salvation. And I'm going to encourage the whole church to pray this prayer when I pray it. But if you don't know him, or you've been off doing your own thing and you're like, I need to get my heart sorted with God, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with us as well. Why don't we bow our heads and close our eyes this morning? Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, that he went to the cross, went to the grave, and rose again on the third day. I believe that you did that. Forgive me of my sin. From this day on, I choose to follow Jesus, to be found on the paths of righteousness. In my own strength, I acknowledge I can't do it. but I call on the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.